In the real world, people die.
Logan.
I don't want to talk about it.
Logan.
Just stop.
Be careful. I need the girl.
What girl?
Go get her.
Logan is a film that brings to a close a trilogy about Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, a character from the X-Men series who sprouts metal blades from his fists when he's angry and also has superhuman powers of regeneration. But these powers are failing him when he drags himself onto the screen in this film. He's tired and sick. He has a very frail wheelchair-bound Professor X, played by Patrick Stewart, in tow, and a young Mexican girl, Daphne Keene, orphaned early in the film, who's also by his side. Together, they're on the road and on the run from dark forces within the American government. You know the score. Director James Mangold's follow-up to Wolverine is an ominous, discordant film of surrogate familial tensions. The shootouts and the car chases are very stylish, but it's this recurring theme of anger management issues that point to some kind of third act transcendence. This never arrives. Logan hovers in a zone of eternal promise, a great first act, a great second act, but an underwhelming third act that resorts to some formulaic baton passing in its final scenes, presumably for future X-Men iterations. Logan is worth a look, but for me, disappointing.
This Is About is a podcast hosted by Jordan Raskopoulos. That's me. Stories told by those who live them.
To do a good job, you kind of have to believe that you're Spider-Man.
He was holding what he claimed was Ned Kelly's skull.
She just said to me, if you can't have this baby, I'll have a baby for you.
What I thought was two different dolphins was just one shark.
What?
This Is About on the ABC Radio app or wherever you get your favourite podcasts.
Listen now.
On your phone.
You know, just do the thumb thing.